Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and the Plow Iggy Monster with you here on a radio program that will feature in honor of the Blues opening up the 2016-17 season. Kelly Chase, a regular on the program every week from here until the end. Kelly Chase, presented by Petromart. That's coming your way in addition to Tony Messenger, friend of the show. Actually did a show for a week when we were at CBS Sports 920 and dealt with the text inbox. There were some unfortunate occasional.
I shave only my left nutsack if the Cards win.
Texts that he received when he sat down to do his first show.
That's seems, fair amount of radio.
Seems like he wouldn't want to come back.
Yeah. My stepdad and I used to paint each other's chest.
He had no idea what he was getting into. He had no clue at all.
So he will rejoin us, and perhaps we'll get some texts at 8 o'clock when he's with us. So there it is. There is your captain's log here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You're always welcome to get involved at 855-CUB-TALK. That's how you can call in. That's how you can text in. It's the appliance discounter phone lines, 855-CUB-TALK. Text in. Doug, the Cubs...
we're the Cubs station.
we're trying to advance to the NLCS... And meanwhile, the Giants were trying to stave...
Oh, there's that word again.
...off elimination, right. And it looked like they were on their way, and that which had burned them throughout the course of the 2016 campaign did them in the end. The bullpen. Wonderful.
Four in the ninth.
Except for my resume reel.
Four in the ninth with Jason Hayward scoring the game-winning run.
And I saw the post-game, they were saying... You got to leave more in there. And he was great, but he was at 120 pitches. They were like, well, he threw 130.
Really? Somebody was saying that they got to leave him in there?
Well, I think it might have been Frank Thomas. I'm thinking to myself, it's not like it was a one-run game. You know, you needed three outs from your bullpen, and you had a three-run lead. I could understand them not keeping that guy in there and trying to get three outs with other guys.
I think I keep him in. I mean, it's your season on the line. You got nothing in the bullpen. He's pitched eight innings and given up two hits, struck out 10. Don't you think the Cubs are saying, oh, good, he's out?
Yeah, maybe, except, you know, you don't know how a guy is going to react after 120 pitches. He might say, no. I'll give it a shot or whatever. I don't know. It's easy. Hindsight is always 20/20, but it is a three-run lead. And all you need is three outs. As bad as the bullpen is, you know, you have a pitcher who's been pitching well for an extended period.
I went to bed well before that game was over. Didn't really care all that much. Woke up and I'm just like, I wonder what the final score was. I go, oh man, the Cubs won 6-5. Must have been the San Francisco bullpen. And I didn't realize how bad it was. So I am watching SportsCenter this morning, and Bruce Bochy was giving his pitchers one at bat. They'd get hit and out they'd go. I didn't even know some of the dudes who he was bringing in. I didn't even recognize them. I just knew that throughout the course of the season, they just had incredibly major problems with that bullpen. And in the end, it's what did them in. And it's huge from a domino effect standpoint on the big picture element of the Cubs getting to the World Series. Now, everybody knows about 1908. When is the last time the Cubs were in the World Series? I want to say 54 or 45. I feel like
I think they won in 46, didn't they? Something like that.
They won what? The pennant?
They won the World Series. The National League pennant, like 45 or 46. Okay.
But because the Dodgers were able to stave off elimination.
Avoided.
Yep. I don't understand what that means.
1945.
Thank you, Plowhawk. They now... are the Cubs, that is, are in a great position because they don't have to use John Lester on Thursday. And he will be ready for game one, which will be in Chicago no matter what. And I gather that's on Saturday. Meanwhile, Kershaw and Rich Hill, if it's the Dodgers, and Scherzer will not be available for any of those games in Chicago. So that's a huge boost for the Cubs' chances of returning to the World Series for the first time since 1945.
They were throwing out some weird stats about the Cubs in the wake of their victory. Run
differential. What? Run differential. I'll explain that to you when we're off the air. There's just, frankly, there isn't enough time
right.
in the 3 hours that we're on the air.
Well, apparently, theirs is good. Apparently, the Cubs have a good run thing.
I can't imagine anybody's going to beat the Cubs this year. They're just stacked top to bottom. They really have no weakness. They've got the best starting pitching. They've got the best closer. They've got the best offense. They've got speed and power. It's looked like the Cubs from opening day of the season, and it still looks that way to me. I think a lot of other people probably too.
And Lackey, who's very good in the postseason, wasn't very good and then flopped around on a play at first base, and I thought to myself, maybe this is it for the Cubs.
You're welcome to get involved. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can call in. Introducing the Man Cave Cardinal Cooler Promotion Appliance Discounters. They're raffling off a Cardinal Mini Fridge stocked with Bud Light for your Man Cave. The promotion ends on October 19th at noon. Sign up for your chance to win at InsideSTL.com. The Appliance Discounters, where our savings are your savings. You can like them on Facebook and get extra entries. The Appliance Discounter phone line is 855-CUB-TALK, or you can text in at that very same number, 855-CUB-TALK. Cub Talk. Kelly Chase going to be with us as the Blues open up the season in Chicago this evening. He is presented weekly by Petromart here. You're welcome to email in as well, themorningafteratinsidestl.com, themorningafteratinsidestl.com. The phone's not connected again, the Sea Monster.
Connect the phone, please, Sea Monster. Phone connection, please.
He will go on tilt. Don't do that to him.
Oh.
He does not go on tilt, does he?
Yes, Timberfake.
Feels like we're connected now. Hello, Timberfake.
Paul Parker.
What's that?
You hear me?
Yes.
Sure. I hear the phone line.
All right, what's up? I want to talk to McKern because we got to talk.
Well, he's here.
I'm actually gonna have Pretty Boy Paul Parker call in. I think he's real.
Who the hell is Pretty Boy Paul Parker?
If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Well, who is it? Well, I'm asking you.
Well, let Tim react first to this big news, Tim.
We're gonna let Tim tweet a photo out, and then you know this is to be like in the last fight, like they were talking about producer Joe said performance enhancing drugs, but like Pretty Boy Paul Parker runs Sex Lewis, man.
Huh.
Are you enthused about having this at your event?
I can't get away from the distraction of the phone ringing and not being able to turn it off, and then thinking to myself how much money the company spends on a number of production staff elements, and then these types of things are the crap I have to deal with for the show that generates all the revenue for the station. That's honestly going through my mind right now, and how I just want to do the show. That's what goes through my mind for about 20 hours of the day. And then I come in here from 7 to 10, and it's my safe space. But then at 10:01, I go back into my miserable space. That's what's going on. That's what's honestly going through my mind right now. And then I heard something about a guy named Pretty Boy Paul Parker.
Right.
Who apparently is going to be at the fight, and right. Timberfake wanted to give you the news first.
Who the hell is Pretty Boy Paul Parker?
Yo.
Who is it?
I'm going to say,
clip off,
yo. I signed the contract. Love's in the air, too, by the way. Love's in the air, Vaughn.
Who is this Parker?
We'll get to Pretty Boy Paul Parker in a minute.
He's okay, hold on. We're resetting. We're not doing Paul Parker now. We're doing
2.0.
Okay.
All right.
Well, go ahead, sir.
I'm just saying. Yeah, just love's in the air, man. I signed my sexy boxing contract. You know, we're going to raise a lot of money for this beautiful charity.
Three charities.
The sexy coffee, like, love's in the air, man. It's just, I'm just feeling so sexy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's why your thoughts have drifted off to the Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy Paul Parker. You know,
you don't snort. Man, don't snort on this show.
You have a problem with that, don't you?
Yeah, but I do have a problem. Yeah, don't.
All right. So who is Pretty Boy? Who is Pretty Boy Paul Parker?
M- McKernan, we show the Catman and Doug a picture of him because he is real.
How in the hell would I have a picture of this guy?
They vibrate.
I put it on the fan pin.
Doug, is it on the fan pin?
Put it on the fan pin.
Doug, like the whole world knows every picture that's ever been on the fan pin.
You know, shout out to Peter Longshaw. Is that guy real? Because nobody cares either way. But shout out to that guy for this.
Who is that?
You know, he's a fan. Peter Longshaw, I guess. That's what he goes by. I don't know.
Well, why do you just throw out random names? There's like 5,000 people on that fan page, and how are we supposed to know all these people?
Because I'm like Patrick Swayze and Dirty Dancing, man. I'm just too sexy at this moment. Like, you can.
And well, that explains
let me tell you about. Let me tell you about this, man.
Right.
I met Weberville yesterday. These people come up to me and they go, "Oh, you're the guy fighting the home loan expert." I'm like, "What? This is big. Sexless is huge, man."
Okay, so who is pretty boy Paul Parker?
Who is this Parker fella?
I'm on the fan pin. I see a picture of Doug with the Blues mascot and some gentlemen golfing. That's what I see.
That was Monday.
Whoa, you got to show him a picture of pretty boy Paul Parker.
Where would I find the picture of pretty boy Paul Parker?
Well, I'm gonna say,
I see you've posted a lot of videos of Patrick Swayze. What the hell's that about?
It's just because I'm Patrick Swayze and I thought
you were John Stamos.
I'm a John Stamos, man.
You were the Robert Pattinson of St. Louis there for
That's
a while.
That's right, Doug. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I got a sexy Texas now. First off, the only guy that runs St. Louis besides me is my boy Dustin Shapiro. Deke Dotum. Shout out to Deke Dotum.
We know him.
Up, he's Dustin been suspended Shapiro. Indefinitely. Don't bring up that name.
He's St. Louis, though.
I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore.
Ugh.
McCartan, will you please show the Catman and...
I don't have a picture.
Why do you care?
I don't know who the man is.
Why would we care? You won't even tell us who he is.
I'm going to start calling you Doug Wild Thing Vaughn.
All right.
Doug what?
As I take on Ricky Vaughn from the 1989 classic Major League. That's my read, I think.
I think that's who it is.
I feel like I need to snort four lines of Adderall before I press click on these calls.
Yeah. But Doug Vaughn knows.
There was the snort.
I'm getting back in my... I didn't snort.
Well, I heard one.
No, that they got that clipped off.
There it is.
Okay, now I know who Pretty Boy
is. Who is he?
He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Is that correct?
Hello?
No,
I'm not sure Timberfake knows who he is.
He's silky smooth hair. What's up, Biggie?
Which of the hallucinogens are you on this morning?
Are you late for class? Do you have like one of your...
Nope, I got to be a sexy hair school in about T-minus an hour and a half.
You have hair school today?
Oh, something like that. I got to be at school, put it that way.
What does that mean?
He's going to hairstylist school.
I know, but he said he doesn't have to be in class, he just has to be at school.
To all the sexy listeners, follow me on Instagram and Snap. Just follow me on Twitter and Snapchat at OldDirtyShirt22. OldDirtyShirt22.
All
right. And... My Twitter name is One Play Baby. Give me some sexy followers, like Kim Bones, the homie, man.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Timberfake, and you know I love Timberfake 2.0, but you have not answered one damn question that we have asked you, and I'm gonna get an answer from you. Okay, you didn't talk. Are you late for class? No, I have to be at school. You've been evasive like a politician. Who is Pretty Boy Paul Parker? Ken Bone is my homie. Who is Pretty Boy Paul Parker?
Come clean.
Pretty Boy Paul Parker Catman is a friend of mine, and he was the guy that they said performance enhancing drugs.
Great. One of those I got
to
deal with.
And they said he was giving them to me, and he wasn't. So I'm getting drug tested for this fight anyway, so it doesn't matter. But Pretty Boy Paul Parker's real.
I know, but who is he?
He's a friend of mine, and he's Sex Lewis.
All right. And
Doug, does that answer
do
for
people
you?
Know who What's he is that you would be excited to tell Tim?
They don't know who he is yet because they forgot about him, but I promise you,
hold on.
Pretty Boy Paul Parker will be bigger than Ken Bone.
All right, but here's the thing. You can't say people don't know him yet because they forgot about him. That doesn't make sense. They used to know him.
Once you see a picture of the guy in McKernan's going to like pen it on the fan pen.
I don't have a picture of Paul Parker. I don't have a picture of the pretty boy.
I don't think any of us do.
I have sex with girls when I want to.
Okay, now let's get to issue number two. So we're all on board with you finding a new career, and I think based on you being a wonderful character that you can make some of this. But you said you had
portray.
To be just
normal. I call it portraying.
All right, you just said you hold on. You just said that you had you had to be at school. We said, oh, are you going to be taking a class? Let's just put it that I have to be at school. What the heck does that mean?
That's just like that. You know, I'm a sexy. I'm sexless. I'm a politician.
Now that's intentional.
See,
right?
I didn't do that. Oh, man, I've caught it with many a horse online.
Doug, there's so much going on.
That's not me, man. That's all the audio. I got that many.
Now, what about the video? Now, one thing you did say, I still don't know what the hell this Pretty Boy Paul Parker thing is, but what about the videos you were texting me yesterday?
Yeah, let's talk about that, Mac, man.
Well, I mean,
you can go there.
I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. And then, Doug, I get roped into drama that I have zero interest in.
Well, sure.
But Timberfake sends me videos.
I think we might have an undercard.
Well, you just say what you want to say, because I don't know what can be said. Doug, this has nothing to do with Paul Parker.
Right. Doesn't seem to.
That's why Tim McCartan is a great American. I say it. Put it this way. Love is in the air.
Thank you.
I'll keep it that. And Doug Vaughn knows what I'm talking about.
I do. Love is in the air. You're getting back with Tony Timberfake.
I don't know if I'm getting back with her, but, like, love's in the air, man.
Well, we need more than that to go on.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't me, McCartan, that shot the video of her saying that, by the way. That was somebody else. So
what video are we talking about?
I mean, I have these texted to me, and then I'm like, you're like, post them on the fan page. And then I posted one last week. And then both you and her, like 10 minutes later, text me and say, take it down immediately. And I'm going, what am I doing with my life? I just turned 40, and I'm dealing with these two nitwits wanting me to post videos on the fan page and then take them down immediately.
It's just like middle school.
What am I doing with myself? Honestly. Doug, you sit there every day and wonder what the hell you're doing. Now having the same thing.
Okay.
Hey, we all got to admit, sexless is real. Everybody loves sexless. That's all that matters. It's like bacon and egg.
What the heck were the videos about? Will you just answer a question?
They're all here, and clearly, Timberfake, I mean, it's you shooting the videos. I don't even know how you can act like it's not you shooting the videos, because I hear you behind the camera talking.
And is that his girl? Is that Tony Lee?
I don't know what can be said and what can't be said.
Said girl.
Well, I mean, the videos are of Tony Lee.
Doug Wapping Vaughn said it to begin with, like, it is what it is. Like, Doug Vaughn knew it would happen. Like, it's just, you can't keep the sex away from Lewis, and you can't keep the bacon away from the egg.
Did you know all that, Doug? Doug, did you know that?
No.
You said you knew it.
Perhaps I told him that someday soon he'll wind up with this love of his life, and now apparently it's happening. Is that right?
It's just like, I'm a star boy, man. It's like, I signed the contract, and now everything is beautiful.
Can't really get the straight answer.
You can't.
But you know what? He signed the contract, and now I think I understand. Tell me, if you signed the contract, now everything is beautiful,
record,
and love is in the air.
The latter two may be accurate.
Reunited, it feels so good.
The peaches and herb. The latter two may be accurate, but no contract has been signed. Terms have been agreed to.
I got to take this call. I got to let y'all go.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
Thanks for checking in.
People can just jaywalk.
FYI, and I don't want to see the Seamaster, who I love. I mean, I truly, when it comes to the whole operation here, I love everybody but the Seamaster just because of his demeanor. He's kind of Stedman-esque, so I don't want to tell him bad things. But just to let you know, the phone in here is disconnected again, is what it is. And so I don't want to, but I have to let him know because he's the guy to fix it, even though he's kind of not the guy to fix it, but he's the only guy here right now that can fix it. And so I can't press buttons to disconnect Timberfake and then put on Zebra 69, who is on hold.
Oh, geez.
Who wants to fight somebody.
But there was some news there. So no contract has been signed.
No, terms have been agreed to. So when he says that, that's not accurate. And then he sends me videos of him and Tony Lee, and he wants me to post them. I don't know why they can't post them themselves, but then when I did last week, then they both freaked out and asked me to take them down. What in the hell? Why am I like the drug mule for their Facebook posts?
All right, thank you for that. Now I'm going to ask you one more question, not trying to put you on the spot because I know you're dealing with a lot of things, but can you confirm or deny that love is in fact in the air?
It seems like love is in the air.
All right, love is in the air.
It seems like love is in the air.
And apparently I predicted that.
You did.
That's good news. Now we're getting somewhere.
But I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. That might be surprising to hear with that whole operation. I just know there is no juice. So there's not even an analysis on whether or not it's worth the squeeze. There is no juice. It's strictly squeeze.
You so want to?
When I get these texts from Timberfake, and as I showed the cat, there were how many? There's one video. There's two videos. There's three videos. There's four videos. There's five videos, and it's Tony, like wanting to fight Hannah from We Are Live and the Inside STL News team. And I'm going, Hannah, you know, there's kind of two different worlds. And yes. Hannah's over. It's like if somebody like called out Frank, I go, okay, Frank's kind of, you know, up there. Mm-hmm. We'll stay down here.
Why don't you punch down?
It's like, yeah, exactly.
Punch down.
It's like people from Flat River trying to mingle with those from Ladue. It just really doesn't work. It's a clash of cultures.
So I see what's going on. I recognize the strategy. It's not really that tough to recognize. I just really don't want to get poor Hannah involved because it's not what she's looking for. Now, if Tony Timberfake wants to attack, you know, Keisha Gray or something along those lines, Doug Bonnie Rotten, who will be with us on November 10th at the Hot Shots and Fenton, all of those things, that's in play. But I'm trying to facilitate a decent matchup if Tony truly does want to get in the squared circle. But the minute I post a video, then 10 minutes later, they start freaking out and want me to take it down. I'm thinking to myself, why'd I even get involved with this in the first place?
Shouldn't have.
But there were five videos sent to me yesterday.
Is it possible, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I just don't have a feel for these things. Right. Doug, maybe you're...
You have to be very sophisticated to get it.
It seems that there's a lot of desperate cries for attention.
Whoa.
I don't know where you're coming up with that. I don't get that sense. I think it's just athletes trying to ply their craft.
You Morning After fan page.
F*** all the haters, and to all of our fans, we love you. From the Timberfakes.
F*** you, Tony Doe Dow.
Okay.
Is he incapable of posting his own videos?
I don't know what that's about. All I know is I looked down at my phone, and in a matter of 10 minutes, and I had set my phone down, I had eight text messages. I go, oh, my God. And one of them was from Anna Marie. And I'm like, what in the hell's going on? There must be an emergency. No, it was just one from her. And then there were seven from Timberfake with just nonstop videos.
Hmm. Well, you asked me yesterday how we were 10 under through 9 and 3 under for final 9. That phone call was basically what we went through for 9 holes.
Doug, now there's a guy named Zebra. Do you know Zebra 69?
I don't believe I do.
You used to go to school with him.
I don't think I did, no.
Seamaster, can you punch him up because I don't have the capability? Yes, Zebra 69.
Hello, ZZ.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're average. You?
Well, I was a little nervous coming on, but Timberlake beat me to the punch has somewhat relaxed me now.
Oh, good. That's fun. So, you're
okay, what do you got?
Well, I thought on the way in yesterday, since I'm a loyal listener, that you might need some people on the undercard, and I thought maybe I would volunteer with proceeds going to Officer Schneider's family. If we could find somebody for me to hook up with in the squared circle, I'd be more than willing to do so to keep that conversation going.
Well, I love the sentiment, but my first question from a marketing standpoint is, who are you, and why are you here?
I teach, I am a 36-year-old male that teaches in a St. Louis school district. I'm from out around the Troy area, and I call myself Zebra 69 because I officiate high school basketball and umpire softball and baseball as well.
There you go. Maybe you ought to fight one of the coaches that's been screaming at you.
Oh, nice.
Well, when you're good, you don't have them. You don't have them riding you like that.
So you don't have an opponent?
Not at the moment. I thought that maybe, when is your all's next hot shot?
Let's see. We have one at the Post, Doug, on October 27th. And our next one at Hot Shots, and it's Hot Shots Fenton, is November 10th, and the wonderful Bonnie Rotten will be in attendance.
You could do what I used to do when I was a younger guy. I'd walk into a bar and hold my wallet up and say, there ain't a man in this bar who can take this wallet from me. And sure enough, I'd find an opponent. Maybe that'll work for you.
What's your height and weight again?
If you I'm about 6 foot, 190 pounds, 85 pounds.
Okay.
What's your athletic pedigree, sir?
Well, I played college basketball at NAI school, Culver Stockton College.
Yeah. Can you dunk?
I could back in the day.
You couldn't. You're only 6 foot.
Matt Spud Webb was
5'7". He said he could.
Yeah, but I don't think he could.
What are you calling him a liar?
Yeah,
why don't you fight him? Doug called you a liar. How about fighting Doug?
I don't know if he could dunk.
I can't fight Doug. I respect my elders.
You son of a...
Would you jump on F-bomb? That'd be great.
No.
Not you.
The problem is...
Not you, stranger who wants on the undercard.
Yeah, the problem is that you're just a guy that we appreciate you with listening to the show and having fun with us, but it's got to be some sort of natural matchup. It's got to be two people that are at loggerheads that our listeners might know about.
Because what's going to wind up happening is, like, Tony Doe is going to stage a fight with, you know, Bernhard Brawler. They're going to do the final scene in Bruno or something like that and horrify the audience. So, Fred Slow from the Heavy Hitters just texted and said he would like to fight T.J. Weber, his co-host, on the undercard.
That seems like a bad idea.
The Wunderkind now getting called out by his co-host. Poor guy leaves a TV job to come back to radio, and now his co-host wants to fight him on the undercard. So that's the kind of thing. Now, Zebra 69, maybe there's some kind of scrap that you would like to settle, and if that's the case, then perhaps we can look into it. But historically, Doug, for our strap, it's just been one main event and the people they gather around.
Yeah.
I think it should be an undercard, but it has to be some sort of matchup where two guys have an issue as opposed to one guy.
Or two lasses.
Whose heart is in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the title, of course, is Strangers on the Undercard.
Who are these people?
Maybe
are they fighting?
Maybe you could go to Hot Shots and tough around a little bit and find somebody to tangle with.
Yeah. Throw a dart at somebody.
There you go.
Or just bump into someone and then make a scene, and then we'll bring you on the mic, and next thing you know, we got a matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tim, I wanted to also thank you for playing the Kiara Gold song.
Doug,
girlfriend of,
yeah, I'd you
my
call
girlfriend
that up,
of 2 years. Man, you know, you play that, boy, they come running, huh?
It is something else, isn't it? It's the most erotic piece of music since the score of Lady Chatterley's Lover, which I think was made in 85.
I don't know what year.
I think it was made in 85.
Right. You just play this song and
it's unreal. At this point it's a little older, but this gets them going. I'll tell you what, it's like a lighthouse in a dark night for lesbians.
So you just walk up to a girl and you just and play the music on your phone and you hold it up to her ear and
Sapphic Instigator. I'll take a listen.
Don't talk over this. We don't even know who you are.
Listen to this.
You know, you play that.
All right. If I could pot him down, I'd pot him down. But I don't have phone control. I just don't have phone control. Oh, my God. Can you imagine how many tripping sessions are going on right now?
No. I missed you in the basement?
Yep. But your brother was a good substitute for you. Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Man. Oh. Love me, but you never let me go. You get the idea. Is Zebra 69 still there, or do we just get rid of him?
Zeebzy?
Zeebzy, I got a question for you. Are you a Tim Lemming?
No.
No? I'm
surprised. We heard from Ken Bone. He was a cat lemming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, with all this Ken Bone talk and love in the air, I think the Kiara Gold song is just perfect to play all day.
Well, you're really into this song.
Yeah. Speaking of undercard, I did think about this last night.
Turning our attention to pivot.
Excuse my pivot. But, you know, you guys have seen Zoolander?
Sure.
How about the cat and Rich Gould go at it on the catwalk Zoolander style?
Kind of a modeling one-on-one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you going to Doug? Are you going to the homecoming game next weekend?
What is the deal with the ADD?
I believe so.
If we go to the phone line,
well,
I
tailgate. We always tailgate next to Rich Gould, so I could.
Oh, you do.
You know, I could start some trash talk or something there if the cat would like me to.
Yeah, I just don't think that would be that visually appealing for those in attendance.
I think it might. I think that might have some legs.
You know, I'm all for helping out, but I just don't know if that's something people would gravitate to. But it's a great idea, Z.
You modeling against Rich Gould?
I think that's a fabulous idea. We got Jerry Tingle waiting, and I want to talk to Mizzou.
All right, Zebra 69. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye. Thank you, Z.
There's Zebra 69. He wanted to get in a squared circle.
With anybody. He didn't care who.
Hey, Plowsy, at some point, can you find the song When She Gets Behind Closed Doors? I would like to play that because, to me, when you hear that, That sets a romantic mood. And I want to compare and contrast maybe a more modern song like we just heard that you say gets the juices flowing. When you hear this song, Tim,
Charlie Rich.
Thank you. Do you agree with that? Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Give it a chance. Listen, Tim, it's haunting. My baby makes me proud. Lord,
don't you make me proud. This is better than Lost in the Basement with Your Brother. She
never makes a scene. 1973.
You're the Orioles?
And a A's? Crowd. Hello.
A's, I think.
Like we haven't gotten to the chorus yet. The chorus is Tim Buell end up wanting to cuddle with Duncan.
And Charlie Rich looked like he was about 80 when he did this song.
How long has he been dead?
I didn't know he was dead.
Pretty sure.
He's gotta be. I know he wasn't J.A.G.
I'd say he's been dead 10 years.
Hear the twanging. Here we go. And when we get behind closed doors, listen to it.
It's a big hit.
Died in 95.
20 years. Well, he was 80 when he did the song in the 70s.
I don't believe that.
He looked like it.
How old would he be right now, Lopsy?
Looks like we got 1932 as his birth year.
Now he could be with us.
So he was 40 when he sang this song.
Boy, he was an old looking boy.
Anyone, holy smokes. Now, I like this song. Anyone else like it, Iggy? You?
I'm not a country guy.
I'm not either. You, Plowsy? You
like
the
anything.
Weed?
I enjoy it, yeah.
And Timmy, no?
I enjoy it. Right. I'm enjoying it. Now, nice I still will take Kiara and Gold just because of the sapphic instigation. But, no, that was wonderful. Now, Manchild79 said the first 3 seconds of this song makes me want to go on the run, brah. So I don't know what he
sorry,
heard that
Manchild.
We didn't hear. But
sorry, Manchild. I think you're a great American. I'd love another sup if I get one.
Barnhart Brawler says, "It's All Coming Back to Me" by Celine Dion makes me cry. Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Why would that make you cry?
You know what makes me cry? When we take a random call from someone like Zebra 69, and he goes from topic to topic, and I think, why is he calling with this kind of... And then I think, because that's our show. Mm-hmm. We attract people with attention deficit disorder because we all have it. Only we're too self-absorbed to know it.
Exactly. I think there's some psychiatrist in town who has seen a lot of these patients, and he said, you know, I got a radio show for you. Well, you'll fit right in with everybody, and you won't feel so odd.
Cucky just texted in on my personal text inbox saying he'll fight Zebra 69. He likes to grapple with strange men. So there's that.
Tim, Pretty Boy Paul Parker is not the same Paul who wants to meet up with you all the time. Thanks. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
All right.
Doug Paul is the gentleman who came to Las Vegas the same weekend I was there a couple weeks ago.
Not Paul from West County.
That's the stockbroker.
Right.
This is just another gentleman.
Just another fella, and he wanted desperately to meet up with you.
But that's what Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says.
But you spurned his advances. You staved them off, even though you were in Vegas.
Nice! Well, he sent a picture from one of my favorite restaurants and then posted it on the fan pin to let me know he was there.
Like, he was cool just like you. If you go to this restaurant, it must be for the cools. Look, I'm there too. What do you think of me now?
Now, that's a psychological experiment. Yes. You go to a restaurant, you usually get a tuna sandwich or something. I'll get chicken parm,
tap
whatever
water.
Whatever it is. And we go and we think, oh, I'm excited to have this chicken parm. Others go to a restaurant so they can feel like they're Tim McKernan.
Mm-hmm. I just think Tim is an amazing human.
Okay.
Now, if you want a little update of what Timberfake has done the last, I don't know, couple hours on the fan page.
Oh, please.
He just posted Pretty Boy Paul Parker, and it says attachment unavailable. Maybe that's why he asked you to post this stuff, Timmy. Then about 30 minutes ago, somebody photoshopped Ken Bone in this picture. It's a picture of two chicks and a dude sitting on the floor. 2 hours ago, just Sex Lewis with some flags. That was
how many times did that guy say the word peacock?
I mean, that was just in the last hour. And then last night, there was like three different where he just posted random crap. Patrick Swayze is Sex Lewis. There's
yeah, no,
a picture.
He posted the video to She's Like the Wind. Can you pull that up, Plowhawk? It says, Patrick Swayze is Sex Lewis. He gives me a boner like Ken Bone or like a girl I know. She calls him Ben Bone.
Hmm. I'm going to hook up with pretty boy Paul Parker, Peter Longshaw.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Ken Bone did make the rounds again yesterday, and there is nothing better than when you're watching a morning show or some hackneyed afternoon show, and they're doing word plays with his name. You can just imagine the fun.
Chelsea Handler was pretty good at it.
Yeah, she was good.
Well, she couldn't do local morning news.
I don't think so.
Bomber O'Brien's is your home for college football and your Sunday home for NFL football. Bomber O'Brien's, where we had our fantasy football draft, Doug. The Prime Minister's edging out Travis's team this weekend.
By less than a point.
How about that? Yeah. Was that a comeback, or did you have to stave?
No, I staved him off right there at the end.
Bomber O'Brien's, South City's famous Irish watering hole, located at Kings Highway and Beck, one block south of Chippewa. Kelly Chase going to join us. Tony Messenger going to join us. It's all coming up. And when Tony Messenger gives an opinion that won't be popular, we will receive text messages saying, why don't you stick to sports, even though I don't believe we have ever really stuck to sports. So that's coming up
we
in the text inbox.
We talked Cubs earlier.
8-10 and the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw beating the Nationals. So only one game five. I felt like there was a year where it was like a game five festival. Like all of the LDSs went to game fives. And this year, just really nothing doing. The ALCSs, no sweat in either one of those series. Straight 3-0. 3-1 Cubs win this one. And the only one going to a game five. The Nationals and Dodgers. And all that does is make the road to the World Series all the easier for the Cubs. They don't have to use Lester on Thursday. He starts on Saturday in game one, and they don't have to deal with Clayton Kershaw or Rich Hill. If it's the Dodgers, they don't have to deal with Max Scherzer. If it's Natitude. Oh, my. Doug, will you be pulling for the Cubs against the Nationals or the Dodgers?
I think so. I think it's a little more interesting if the Cubs are in there. I think I agree with what Norm and Chad said yesterday. Let's get this over with. Let's get them their World Series so that stops being a theme of every season of every baseball campaign. I guess I just assume see it happen, though.
I wanted the Giants to come back. It would have been a great story, and I don't particularly – I have nothing.
I would have liked a game five. That's what I would have
been. It would have been great today. So to me, the Giants winning last night was a win-win. I actually like Hayward. I like Lackey. There's guys on the Cubs team that I think are good guys that I enjoy. The Cubs fans – have gotten, what's the word I'm looking for, a little overzealous. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of pulling for the Giants, and I was all set to, I had a little meme ready to go and tweet that the Cubs were forced to a game five, and I never got to send it.
Lost your
meme. You know what I did? I counted my chickens.
Did you? I think a lot of people in San Francisco did as well. You think you can hang on to a 3-1 lead in the ninth?
You'd think.
No, sir. They didn't just hit a lot of those balls real hard, a couple of them. Some of them were ground balls that found holes. So.
But everyone got a hit, it seemed. And they'd bring in another pitcher, and then that guy would give up a hit. Crazy. And like I said, Lackey wasn't good early, and it looked like, okay, that it's not the Cubs' day. There's going to be a game five. As the game progressed, you know, and Moore was so good, it just got away from the Giants at the end.
2012, KG in O-Town says, all four series went five games. Now, that was the Cardinals and the Nationals, a classic game, and that was the year that the Giants were down 2-0 to the Reds and came back and won three straight, down 3-1 to the Cardinals, came back and won three straight, but that's because Barry Zito was on the mound, and that's just going to be tough, okay?
Well, you get a guy out there in the major leagues throwing 78, 79 miles an hour, it's hard to hit.
2011, 3-4 went to a game five. 2011, 3-4 went to a game five.
Reds have certainly fallen apart since their playoff appearance.
Your thoughts on the Reds? It doesn't spell Red Talk, but it does spell Cub Talk, 855 mm-hmm. Cub Talk. That's the appliances kind of phone lines. Also, the text line. Hey, we'll put our DraftKings game up on InsideSTL.com today. If you haven't played, you haven't created an account, please do so, and make sure you use the promo code QUARTERBACK. How is your fantasy football season going? What is the issue you may be dealing with? You're starting running back. It's already pulled both hamstrings. Your sleeper pick's still sleeping. Well, it's not too late to save your season. And win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to bus and bench warmers. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. every week. It's a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, follow the action live, renew old rivalries with friends, and play them every week, or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code QUARTERBACK and play free with your first deposit. That's code QUARTERBACK to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. And so it begins at 7:44 a.m. I guess we're done talking about the Blues starting the season tonight.
Mm.
To look forward to this for the next 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited about that.
Yeah,
there's a definite void in the St. Louis sports scene, hopefully to be filled by the Blues. We're all excited about what their potential is, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Happy that the season's here. They turn right around and play tomorrow night again in the home opener, curtain raiser.
And we got Chaser coming on. It's a big anniversary this season for the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting.
I think it will be. I don't know if they're going to be as good as they were last year, but just getting the playoffs, that's the key.
Jake Allen says he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Good news?
Oh, that's fabulous news. I think it's going to be a fun season. We need it more than ever without Ram football.
Agreed. Just don't count your chickens.
I'm not counting anything. Not counting anything. Will you guys watch the whole game tonight?
Yes.
I will too.
The whole game, like it's some big commitment.
I usually do. I try to anyway.
Yeah, I watch it. I enjoy sitting back, and especially when I'm not working. I enjoy just being a guy sitting on the couch. Now, I did want to ask Plowsy, because I did mention I did want to bring this up. There is a new romantic interest, and I know you like to keep details fairly sketchy so you don't get attention, but apparently there is some traction with Such Girl. You don't have to give her name or anything, but I think our listeners love you, and when love is in the air, that's been established. When things are going well, they want to know about it.
Yeah, I appreciate. We do. We always have a nice heart to heart chat. It's usually out in the conference area before the show. And I told her things were going well. She stayed last night. We watched a movie, hung out. Oh. She's fantastic.
Now, when you have a romantic interest over, do you feed her some snacks? Do you have some beverages? How do you treat a woman when they come to your cage?
See, that's the thing, because like I have a puppy, and so it tends to get smelling like a puppy. So I cleaned the whole house. I had loads of laundry to do.
You Febreze up.
I have a sensei.
I don't know what that is. I know in Karate Kid, he had a sensei.
A sensei is basically just like a block wax of smell goods, and you place it on like a container that has a light that heats it up, and it melts the wax, and you can get different smells. And so it's kind of girly, but makes your house smell good nonetheless. And so just hung out. Picked her up at like 7:30, so it was already past dinner time. I was snacking on Sour Patch Kids and a Vanilla Coke. And kind of just hung out.
And what did you serve her?
She didn't want anything.
Okay. And then what movie did you watch? I'm going to say Steel Magnolias.
I only own two movies. That's The Internship and Dodgeball.
Oh, and, you just watch them over and over?
No, we watched The Internship and then we went to bed. Because I had to wake up early.
Wow.
Well, we're happy for you.
I appreciate it.
Things are progressing nicely with Such Girl.
It's going fine.
Well, that's good, Plum.
How did you meet Such Girl?
Through mutual friends. She actually goes to Wash U.
Oh, she's very smart.
Very, very intelligent. Getting her master's there as well.
So. Huh. So you could be a Mr. Mom somewhere down the road.
Which is fine with me.
Sure.
Especially if there's no kids, because then you don't really have anything to do except be at home while she works.
That's right. Take care of a couple dogs, do some errands. I'd love that.
Yeah, that'd be a nice lifestyle. You'd be a kept man.
I pleasured myself and went to bed at 9.
That's just an update. That's all it is. It's an update.
Well, we don't need that kind of update. Not the sort of update that we were looking for.
Let's see what we got in the text inbox. 855 Cub Talk. You know what constantly grinds my gears?
No.
The cat, the crazy Blues fans who feel the need to constantly remind you that this year it's about the cup. That's from the Baldwin bottom feeder.
Well, let's not count our chickens.
What's it been about the past 49 years?
Yeah, I get it. Everyone's excited. We are too. But if you're saying if they don't win the cup this year, it's over. We say that every year. No. Okay. We hope so. We deserve it in St. Louis. We could use something positive up in here.
Sure, we could. Make it entertaining, make it exciting, and that's good.
And you know what? Last year was a great run. I'd take that again.
Sure.
I'd rather see them win a cup, yes. But if you could get that kind of excitement, that kind of intensity, game to game, like we saw in the playoffs, count me in.
Well, you just said a mouthful.
Yeah. I'm going to ring. Can I ring?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Nice to see him get off to a fast start.
Except early in the season, yeah.
I never miss a curtain raiser. So that then is the end of the show.
And for the, it's on NBC Sports tonight?
I don't know.
And people it's that complain about the roster alignment at the beginning of the year, you know things are going to change. There'll be injuries, there'll be trades. So this is not probably going to be what the team looks like going into, you know, April and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
I
think you complain about the roster for game one is kind of annoying to me.
Guys, I love you, Iggy. That's from Janie the Lesbian. Looks like you have a fan in Janie the Lesbian.
I love Janie.
Wow.
I got to talk to Janie, though, because I'm kind of confused. I wouldn't say she's a friend of mine, but it's an acquaintance that used to be at the old station that came out on Facebook last night and said, I'm happy to announce that I'm gay.
Really?
But she was married and was banging another guy. So I'm just curious, can you actually change?
Do we know who this is? Because I don't know what you're talking about right now. And now I'm enamored. Don't get me wrong. I can't wait for the regular season of the NHL to start. Just like 0.1% of North America. But who is this? Don't say who it is, actually, okay. If we can't say. But do we know who that is?
Yeah.
Wow, duh.
But I'm curious how that happens, because Janie used to date guys, right?
She was engaged.
Yeah, but this lady was married, and then I know she had sex with other guys, and all of a sudden she just says, I'm gay. I don't know how that happens.
And came out on Facebook?
Well, that's what you do, right, when you want to...
Well, then it's not that...
Come out, you make an announcement on Facebook, yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, you have to be friends with her to see it, so I don't... Oh. That's why I probably shouldn't name her name, because there's people that...
Yeah, you should not.
So I won't. But I know that's just kind of curious that I guess has she been gay all along and just decided I really don't like men, even though I've been married and been dating guys and now I'm gay? I don't know.
Well, maybe these things didn't work because all along she was gay and now she realizes she's gay. And
that could be.
Yesterday was National Coming Out Day.
Oh, was it? Maybe that's why she waited. I'm going to wait until National Coming Out Day and then announce it on Facebook. I don't know.
Any of you fellas make an announcement?
No, I... Stay to myself.
All right.
As I've told you.
Way to go, Columbo.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a really, really nice person. Good for her.
I wasn't saying she's not.
No, I didn't say
she turned
you
gay. I hate her now. No, I was just curious.
Shot at the STL Today comment section.
when Janie just... texted in, I that brought that up, and I know Janie used to be engaged, so I'm just curious, how did you know all along that you liked women, but you were just trying men to see if it would work, or I don't know.
It's a legitimate question.
It is. God love her that she's gay and she's happy. She said she's happy with the woman she met, so God love her. I'm happy for her. I just don't know how it works, how you were with men your entire life, and now I'm gay.
Doug, we had that situation, didn't we?
No, I didn't have that situation.
No. Happily married, father of three, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. But we had some audio clip, or there was a story where
like I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now.
So tell me how that happened. Now you have the expertise to shed some light on this. So how does that happen? You got lured, and then you were gay.
No, it wasn't about me. I was telling the story about the guy.
But you were speaking in first person.
That's all about storytelling. This was about a guy who put an ad
on
Craigslist.
That's what Trump is now saying about the videos. It was just storytelling.
No more girls in the attorney house. You go, okay, Phil, let's have a run.
Doug.
This was a guy on Craigslist who said, I'm a young girl looking to meet men.
Oh, yeah, the unnamed guy on Craigslist.
The men came to their house, and it wasn't a young girl at all. It was a guy, and some of them went ahead with it.
When did you guys stop liking a gentleman in cut-off blue jeans sleeping with a lot of black men after Easter church?
God, that sounds just really specific.
Doug, I just want you to know, you're among friends here. Work friends, sure, but we're not judging you.
I was just relating the story is all that I was doing. Isn't that the most bizarre thing in the world, where you're lured to somebody's house thinking it's a young girl, it's a middle-aged guy, and you say, oh, well, sure, I guess I'll go ahead with it. That doesn't strike you as a little odd?
Yeah, but it obviously can happen if it happened to you.
It didn't happen to me. It happened to others. It was in the news.
I would have thought he'd be a gay gentleman.
There's quite a few clips of you talking about this, isn't there?
Well, many are taken out of context, and the words are chopped together from other sentences. They can do a lot with editing today. Chop, chop, cheeky.
Guys, how do lesbians know when they're done? Like, do they just tap out and say, good work, bud? It's the text of the day. It just came in. Just right there is what happened.
But...
Is that what lesbians just tap out and say, good work, bud?
I don't think you'd call them all bud. There's some, maybe.
That's Butch McGuire winning the text of the day. Two passes to masterminds.
Appropriate. First name.
Good work, bud. I don't know about them.
Let's see. Doug, you haggard queen, just come out. We all know already. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. That Butch Patrick werewolf doll is becoming a bit of a
problem.
Burn your saddle.
Yeah, he has been suspended on numerous occasions, and he was close right there.
Isn't that gay porn? Isn't that gay porn? Isn't
right.
that gay porn?
See, that's taken out of context.
So I've watched a lot of lesbian adult film, and they don't go, hey, good work, bud, and then move on to the next scene.
Well, then they're not capturing things very realistically,
yeah,
are they?
That. Good work, bud.
What do they just say? And scene.
Seems kind of casual.
I would love to see a lesbian movie where that happens. Good work, bud.
Could be the title.
Good work, bud. Volume 1. Guys, they covered this on Shameless. No one is 100% gay or 100% straight. I don't know. I feel like Jim J. Bullock is 100%
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, I don't know that that's true.
Speaking of coming out, Doug, let's say that one. Nope. Nope, I caught it before.
That didn't need to be read.
I caught it before. And then now there's just a... But now, unfortunately, there's a bunch of what I would describe as vile messages coming in. And you know what I'm going to do? Not read them.
Delete them.
Not read
them. That's what I do.
Good for you, Tim.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Nope, can't read that either. Hey, Tony Messenger is going to join us. And he was snagged by the text inbox in his first week hosting here. He's now on KTRS. Like, that's a big 550. To you and me, Russ.
Okay.
He's going to join us to discuss his columns this week on the election, not just the presidential election, but also the gubernatorial election. Do you guys know what the polls are on that?
I don't even know who's running.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Greitens Koster?
That's who it is. Because I'll be honest, I watch the commercials. I don't know who's a Republican, who's a Democrat, because no one ever says their party anymore. And I don't even know what they're running for office.
Well, one was a Republican and became a Democrat, and one was a Democrat and became a Republican for the reals.
And Greitens, the guy with the automatic weapon, I know him. And then somehow, his campaign emails me like 10 times a day.
Yeah, me too.
Koster. Which is good. I mean, if from a campaigning standpoint.
Koster is the one who kind of looks like a Kennedy. He's got the Kennedy hair. He's got the big, deep voice.
Went to the University High School.
Did he?
Yeah, he's currently Attorney General. So I don't know what the number is on that. Sea Monster, if you could look that up and see where it is. Or do you have it?
I see a month ago, Koster was at 51%, Greitens at 40%, and then undecided at 6%.
So fill me in on this. Who was the Republican that's now a Democrat?
Well, I mean, since Koster's the Democrat, he was a Republican, and Greitens was a Democrat, and now he's a Republican.
And what is their stance on why they switch parties?
Right to work is really the centerpiece of this campaign. I think most people observing that would say that that's the case. And so, therefore, those in favor of right to work from outside of Missouri have been donating a lot of money to Greitens' campaign. And that's to me, I think most people observing this would say that's the primary element of this. There is a lot of hope on both sides, I think. Again, Tony Messenger certainly will be able to speak with more expertise on this, that whoever wins this election could wind up being somebody that, if Greitens wins, for example, and based on what the Plowhawk said as far as polling goes, it doesn't sound like that he's particularly close, but maybe the numbers have closed since then, that he would be somebody that the Republicans would keep an eye on for national office. And then on the other side, if Koster were to win, Democrats would keep an eye on him for national office.
That would assume
so
that
those of us going in 2016, geez, who's the next person to save us from what we're seeing in 2016? You know, not to say that people are saying it will either be Eric Greitens or it will either be Chris Koster, but they're in, you know, one of the or both of them are in talks from their respective parties of being potential stars, so to speak. We got a break. It's the top of the hour. Tony Messenger at 8, Kelly Chase, Blues opening up the season. Brought to you by Petromart. That's at 9. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.